This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Whiteley on SEN.
And even this speculation around, you know, whether Aaron plays back or not. I mean, you know, Pukic's going well. James has come back. James is playing well. There's no need for us to even think about that or look at it. And Aaron's a critical figure up there for them. So there's all these things that are happening that I get the opinions and I get all the derivatives of where you think it should go. But internally, we've got to maximise our opportunity with our boys. And that's what we're doing. So, you're seeing some change within that sort of inside mid area. And even the ruck side of things, with Sam Darcy playing a bit more ruck and Tim playing a little bit forward. You know, we're trying to get the most out of our group and to win games of footy. And, we're hoping there's is not too much pain in that because we just feel like we're really capable of week to week.
Luke Beveridge, the Western Bulldogs coach, at his press conference this morning, that there's no need for us to think about that. That's the Aaron Norton down-back discussion, which is perennial, I think it's fair to say. Sam Edmund for CD Motor Group, tax time savings at Ferntree Gully Hyundai. Hello to you, Sam.
It's weekly, Jerry, but at least he dignified it with a response this time. He was so exasperated in the wake of the loss to Essendon, he just let no talking do the talking. Yeah, it's a fascinating state of play, isn't it, to state the obvious out there. There were some strong conversations at the club yesterday, it's absolutely true, around the messaging from Luke Beveridge, as he is the consistent voice of that football club. It had been confusing and somewhat contradictory to us on the outside, but that was also the view internally. Well, are we coming or are we going? Are we contending or are we rebuilding? Is this the modern day version of the old play the kids philosophy, or what is the truth here? But after that press conference this morning, there was, I don't think it's overstating to say, a collective sigh of relief from those at the Witten Oval that, you know, we can debate it in terms of what was conveyed, but there was satisfaction over the conveyance of where the Western Bulldogs and Luke Beveridge thinks they're at. They're not rebuilding. They're playing for the now, but you can't afford to rebuild in the modern game, and therefore list turnover is necessary whether you're having success or not. And that's just one part of it too, though, Jared. You can have the best orator in the history of football, but if you're not beating St Kilda at the weekend and you're slipping to 2-4, then more pressure's going to build, and that's the undisputed bottom line here. They've got to start winning, and they've got to start winning now.
Yes, is to contend this season, as is their stated aim now, is they have to get busy over the next four. Their four are interesting. So St Kilda,
yep,
where I presume the Saints will be favourites. Frio over in the West, which is a high-end assignment. Then they've got Richmond and Hawthorn. But after that, they play notionally the big four. They've got both Sydney teams and the grand finalists out of last year. So they've got this four-week stretch to set themselves up for the high-end assignments.
Pretty tough fortnight. So to answer your question, they're outsiders in the next 2 weeks for what that's worth. Now, the player disharmony allegations that have surfaced in the media, I mean, that is inevitable. Beveridge this morning described that as, well, to use his terminology, total fiction. It is known and spoken about among the players, however, that at the end of last season, which ended with 5 losses from 8 games, that he had in fact lost a core group of those players. But even with that, the comments from the players to Peter Jackson in the review were along the lines of, we need him to get back to the coach he can be. So, not that it was a review into Beveridge's coaching anyway, but the players showed the faith in him. And now you do have a sense of friction, understandable friction that would take place at every club, not just the Bulldogs, when you've got decorated and celebrated players who are only in their mid-20s in some cases, watching on while new players play in front of them. That's having an effect. How big of an effect only those players can say, but that is having an effect on that core group of guys at the moment. So this is is the balance, harmony, chemistry, however you want to phrase it, that all coaches have to navigate when they are evolving, as Luke Beveridge has called it.
So he said today that McRae's back, Lobb will come back, Caleb Daniel will come back. So there is a... there's a challenge here for the more senior players to rediscover their form, and they are being, junior players are being preferred to them at the moment because he thinks that enhances their chances of winning week on week. But there is the promise that those players will be back. Their capabilities haven't been lost.
Yeah, because I think they're well and truly, and there was a hint to this today from Luke Beveridge as well. It's round five of the longest season we're about to bear. I mean, there's kids who they don't know are going to hold up over the course of the season for obvious reasons. They know that their veterans that are watching on at the moment, some of them, are proven in this space. They're going to be called upon in the not-too-distant future, I'm sure. And whether you're old, whether you're young, you're beholden to your form week to week. So the papers haven't been stamped. I think the point is, if you're a Western Bulldogs supporter and you watched that or listened to that this morning, I think at least now you've got some clarity. You might disagree with it, but I think the days of being confused over it are over. I think he articulated it pretty well. It is interesting with how his team selections dissected perhaps more than any other coach too. Like, he's been in the job since 2015. It is a long time, and over that time he's attracted a reputation for, you know, for tinkering. I think he's almost unwittingly perhaps created this narrative around himself that opens up the selection debate. Like, when John Longmire picks his side, we don't sit back and go, how can he be in, how can he not be in?
Yep.
But with Beveridge we seem to do that.
Definitely. And as you say, he might be the architect of that. So Nathan Murphy, I heard you yesterday with Dwayne, and that's when I realised, oh, right, so we're on standby for Murphy to retire from what you were able to glean.
Yeah, a few similarities with Angus Brayshaw here, and I think, you know, up to other people, there are a few texts coming through. I think the media do this quite well now in terms of, and dangerous speaking for the collective, but when players are announcing their retirement, especially in a new frontier of sorts, which is concussion, when they're not actually even retiring, they are being retired, as was the case with Nathan Murphy after a meeting over the weekend, and we did say that that medical advice had not all been positive. In fact, some of the complete opposite. Now, he spoke this morning of his relief, Jared, he used the term, at having the decision actually made for him, because there was a level of anxiety over coming to a decision as big as this in recent times, and how well was he sleeping in his day-to-day. So having the decision made for him was almost a relief to Nathan Murphy, and a great video too that the Pies uploaded this morning of an interview with him. He was a cricketer in the summer and a footy in the winter like a lot of us. All he wanted to do was play Boxing Day or play a game of footy on the MCG, and he got to live his dream. He's thankful for that. He is a pretty well-rounded sort of a character, even at the age of 24, to come to grips with it all. Always had a smile on his face. So he's not the first. He unfortunately won't be the last, and we need to get our heads around it, don't we?
Yeah, they're sobering moments, I think. All right, so let's see. What would the WWE do?
Oh,
they would have Rory McIlroy go to live. So this is becoming, my little category is burgeoning across all of sport. If Rory wants to do this, all power to him.
Okay, well, this is a man who once said, Jared, if LIV Golf was the last place to play golf on earth, I would retire. That's how I feel about it. That wasn't 2013. That was 2023. I would contend there would be no bigger backflip in world sport than Rory McIlroy joining LIV Golf. Surely this can't be true. Surely this isn't right.
Didn't the PGA Tour just ruthlessly betray his loyalty?
Oh, so he turns and signs for... Actually, I'll read here.
They turned on him.
$1.3 billion is said to be worth. $1.3 billion Australian. It can't be, can it? Surely. In terms of backflips, it would be unrivaled. It would make John Rahm look like a sand.
Oh,
in the desert.
I totally agree with that.
A grain of sand.
Yeah.
It would be huge. There'd be no coming back from it. You would have to live as a hermit for the rest of your life, just to play the odd 54-hole tournament and then retreat back into your secret location. You could not possibly explain this.
If he defected, how close would that take us to bringing it all back together? Is at that stage, if they went John Rahm 6 months later, Rory McIlroy, you'd have to say Liv's winning.
Yeah, well, you would. Yeah, absolutely. But as I can't, it can't be right.
So multiple international reports, that's what this is based on, which we have no chance of verifying.
Can you imagine it?
It's what the WWE would do.
Would they? What?
Do you want to join in? 1-300-736-736. I say all power to Rory.
No.
Sam thinks he's got to go and live as a hermit.
Play with a brown bag on his head.
The last place on earth was a big statement. There's no coming back.